Hi, my name's Yanni. I'm an Aboriginal peer support worker at Headspace Adelaide. I'd like to acknowledge that the land we operate from and are meeting on right now is the land of the Kaurna people. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present and future, and acknowledge Headspace's commitment to making a positive contribution to young people who are Aboriginal.
Welcome back to Headspace Sessions podcast. My name's Claire. I'm from the community engagement team here at Headspace Adelaide, and I'm joined by our lovely co-host.
I'm Sam from the Youth Ambassador team at Edinburgh North.
I'm Sarah, also from the Youth Ambassador team at Edinburgh North.
And I'm Aidan, at the Youth Reference Group member at Edinburgh North.
And welcome back for another episode. Today we are talking about mindfulness, and we actually have a treat for you today, something a bit different. We're going to still have our usual chat, but if you want to skip to the timestamp that's in the description, if you want to skip over our chat for today, you can jump straight through to a mindfulness activity. It's a body scan, so we really encourage you to do it in a space where you have time to engage in the activity, but otherwise we'll jump into our general chat. So has anyone tried mindfulness before?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of just found myself like gradually working into these sort of things. Like, I wasn't necessarily super sort of like excited by the idea to start with, but as I kind of just went along and I started looking into some of these things through like certain apps or, you know, videos and stuff online, it doesn't have to be as necessarily complicated as sometimes it sounds. A lot of the time, I just feel like it's just a lot of really just grounding down and just sort of coming back to like, I don't know, just reflecting.
Yeah.
I think it's just a big thing.
Did you find any specific benefits from it for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. When I was in high school, I had a lot of anxiety and a lot of things I was dealing with. I had a lot of pressure that I put on myself, and especially like I worked in a lot of fast paced environments. And so a lot of the time, like it would kind of get very overwhelming. And just like, I didn't really feel like I knew how to deal with it. But through mindfulness, sort of coming back to the idea of just sort of reflecting and sort of bringing yourself out of the stressful situation, to look at it as what it is and say, hey, it's not as bad as it is, and like just come back to say, hey, look, like this isn't, yeah, like just reflecting on how much am I dramatizing it by and like how much is it actually affecting me right now.
Yeah.
I like that, being grounded, because for me, like having had anxiety for a lot of my life, it's just such a lot of noise in my head, and it's just all these thoughts and all these things, and you know, the self-narrative as well, that is just so noisy. And I think that the really cool thing about mindfulness is that you can sort of train yourself to escape from that for a little while and just sort of ground yourself and be immersed in a quieter mental space, and that's awesome. Although I do struggle to sort of get into that traditional sort of mindfulness personally, because I sort of have to really fight against the urge to do something that's on my to-do list or engage in something that's, you know, worrying me. So I sort of struggled to actually do the actual mindfulness meditation.
Well, when I was in like year 12 and through the first year of lockdown, I was experiencing like a lot of panic attacks and like a lot of unresolved trauma. And I used mindfulness as a like preventative measure, I guess, in the sense that like it was more about what was happening, why was it happening, and trying to think about what might be a trigger before it happens, so that I can at least like you know, deal with it the way I need to deal with it. But yeah, now I use it as like, it's always just like a preventative thing really for me. It's just like get through the day, be happier, because once I do it, I feel better about myself. And then that way I can, you know, mitigate anything that happens. And thankfully I haven't had a panic attack in a long time. So
That's great. Definitely for me, it's a bedtime thing. So like same, if I've had a really anxious day or like the thoughts are really racing, it's a sort of a skill that I can go to with like my bedtime routine, where I'm laying in bed and kind of utilize the skills that you learned through mindfulness in bed. And that really helps me just kind of wind down and switch off. And particularly like body scans and things like that help me just kind of focus on something, so that I then not erasing my thoughts with that kind of thing.
Yeah. I think it's also as well, like it's good to, especially at like the nighttime sort of thing, it's understanding like at this particular moment when you have like, if you're in a situation where like you're not necessarily at work, you're at the end of the day, you know, you're getting ready for bed. It's such a interesting thing that you, like a lot of times like you kind of miss, but it's like, I'm at the end of the day right now, there's no work for me to do. Like, although there's going to be maybe a big busy day tomorrow, or like I've had a really big busy day, or all these things has happened, this moment right now, I've done the work. I don't need to do any more work. I just got to reflect and realize that this is my time to rest and to just.
I love that.
Yeah.
Self-care.
Yeah.
And exactly. Acknowledging that it's okay to like sort of not be productive and on the ball all the time if you need a break.
Yeah,
and just exactly. Going, this is my 15 minutes to just chill out and look after me.
Mm.
And maybe that's what I sort of need to do and maybe give it another go because, you know, just acknowledging that it's okay to take some time out.
Oh,
it's okay to not be kicking goals all the time.
Literally.
And I think also acknowledging, like you're saying, like giving it another go is sometimes people might have, I don't know, is stigma the right word? Around mindfulness about what it is and how they can do it because they've just heard about like,
they think I guess, it's just medication.
Meditation and engaging it that way. But there's totally like different types and ways you can do it.
Definitely. Because I, for one, don't, I can't, like I'm too switched on to just sit, lie down and just not think. I'm always thinking.
Yes.
I definitely use exercise as my form of like my main sort of mindfulness outlet. It's more like a way for me to focus on one thing and then just do that one thing and I can just sort of drown everything else out.
So focusing like on your body movements is the mindfulness?
Exactly. Yeah. Focusing on like how like so if I'm going for a walk, focusing on each step.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, just like weightlifting is focusing on getting each rep and I just do that and it's amazing because I don't ever check the time when I stopped checking the time when I, like, when I first started, I used to because I used to be, like, really, like, you know, I'm a bit like that, you know, I switched on, I need to worry about the time, but now I'm like, I don't even care about the time.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll get to the end of work and I'm like, oh, it's already been, would it been an hour, would it been 45 minutes? I didn't even realize.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really amazing that I can just zone everything out, just focus on what I need to do.
Yeah.
And then I'm out of it and I'm like, oh. Oh, I did it. Cool.
Yeah.
Good on me.
Yeah.
I love that. I've started doing this strength training and it's very much like a focus on doing your maximum weight that you can over 4 to 6 reps.
Mm.
And it's supposed to, it does build strength quicker. It's really, really good. But doing the maximum weight is like really hard. And so you have to really focus on, you know, what your muscles are doing. And I find that's a really cool mindfulness exercise because you're channeling your energy into the parts of your body that you need to like, you know, say, get it together, guys, and let's bring it. Yeah. That's cool because, it gives you sort of a command over your body that you might not have otherwise. So I really like doing that. I think that's a cool mindfulness
It's really good to, like, for that is to, like, touch the muscle you're trying to train because you, like, when you touch it's like, it's called a mind-body connection.
Mm. Yeah.
And in doing that, you're moving all of your focus into not the movement, but the muscle.
Yeah.
And so that way, it sort of becomes like an autonomous thing. You're kind of trying to feel a certain way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that can really just help get yourself into the zone about what you're actually doing and how you're trying to do it.
Because I guess mindfulness is all about being in the now in some ways and to stop yourself focusing on different, like Aiden was saying, about just being in present moment. And so it doesn't, whatever technique that is, as long as it's eliciting that experience for yourself. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's great to be doing that. Yeah. Yeah.
So I know a lot of people do like to just sit and just listen to like some music. Like my sister will put on like classical music. I'm like, it's a bit weird, but no.
Classical tune.
It's like a lot of people have very, very, very different ways of dealing with it. And I think it's like, it's a really good habit to keep up because otherwise you just feel like you're drowning and it's not really a fun experience really.
And I think also in the society we live in now, we tend to live quite fast-paced lives where we are tapped into so many things all at once. Like, you know, you've got your phone, you've got different messages and things happening in work and study and all these things you're juggling.
It's so very instant.
So to take time where you can acknowledge that you just want to be in the now and not to be pulled by any of those things. So whether it is when you're exercising or one of the other different approaches, that can be really helpful.
Mm.
Yeah. Aiden, you've talked about how you've done it before. Do you also do sort of exercise route or do you have a different approach that you like to utilize?
Yeah. So I don't go to the gym, but I really try and make time to, like, at least just go outside or to spend, I think it's, particularly with exercise, it's just setting that time aside to necessarily, not necessarily just exercising in the terms of, like, fitness and stuff, but exercising in terms of, like, reflection and to exercise, like, a space where you can reflect or, like, you can just escape.
Yeah.
Well, it's really funny you say that because there's been studies done about getting vitamin D through sunlight has directly correlated to people being happier.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, going outside is literally, like, a really, really, good really time. Good way to to actually, because you're outside, so you're in the air, fresh air, and breeze, and the sun, and then it's actually like scientifically, it's good for you to be outside. Being like, it's like really good if you're work, even if you're in an office, it's like try and make sure your desk is like sun facing and things like that to just get that
Those breaks.
And taking those breaks, make sure you're, you know, getting that fresh air.
I think for me, it's about observing my breathing and sort of breathing techniques I can do with mindfulness, because I tend to do it in bed and it's something that I tend to try and do to help me go to sleep. Help slowing down my breathing and being more conscious of it. And have you heard of like band-aid breathing, where like it's supposed to be this breathing technique where you sort of breathe in for a few counts, you hold it for a few counts, and then you release it for a few counts.
I've heard people call it box breathing.
Yeah, I think because that's totally a box as well. Yeah, there's different way probably labels for it.
You got those like those GIFs or GIFs, depending who you are. Those ones online.
Actually, and some fitness bands as well will have a version of that.
Like
you can just you can just tap your watch and then it will vibrate when you need to bring it in and out, and it's a bit easier to just, because like you can feel when you need to breathe.
Absolutely, And I find that so beneficial, because it's sometimes when you just think deep breaths will do it, it's the holding that makes all the difference for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the science behind it. I'm not a clinician, but there's something about doing a couple of rounds of that can really just bring me right down into a really like peaceful, mindful place.
I think breathing is like the number one way to help.
It's like
the solution for a lot of things is
regulates your body, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's interesting, because you know, after you do a lot of like exercise and maybe you're really puffed, you try and breathe deeply and slowly to slow your body down. So it makes sense that that might help with like the physiological anxiety symptoms.
Because it totally is that. It's the physical stuff I'm trying to calm down.
I think when I started picking up on some of this mindfulness stuff, or the breathing particularly, I think like the way someone explained it to me is like, it's literally just coming back to one of the most basic functions of your body, just breathing, which like, you know, like just like everyone, it's such an auto thing that people just do. But especially when you're flustered, when you've got so many things to do, to just take that time aside and then just focus on like the one function that like your body, like the one thing that like just keeps you going and just like letting that sort of melt away what else is around you.
Exactly. It's hard to be mindful when you're trying to juggle like 15 things.
Exactly.
At once, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think making time for it too can be so perfect to help balance that as well. So finding the time that works right in your day, like we've all touched on different ways that you can do it and different ways that you can kind of engage in it.
Just a quick dive as well. Something that I learned, or that I've taught myself along the way as well, is particularly with things like the weekends and stuff, it's not all about escaping from a busy lifestyle. And it's not trying to distract yourself and resenting the idea of going back to like the work week that you've got coming up ahead and the things ahead of you. It's about using that free time to build up a lifestyle that you want. Like work is work, and a lot of the times people can get lost in it.
Yeah.
But the weekends and free time and, you know, that spare time that you put aside for yourself to be mindful, it's about constructing something that is like identifying to you, and something that grounds you, and something that builds you up.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, being bogged down in the soup of whatever's going on.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Yeah. Actually, that reminds me a lot of positive psychology, which is something I really like the concept of, because like traditional psychology is so focused on what's wrong with somebody and the deficits that they have. Or how does that impair your life and all that. But there's a way to sort of fight back against that negative view through things like mindfulness, and that's that you actually have the power within you to change the things about your life and learn more about yourself and reflect on, you know, what's going on. And that's actually a really powerful mechanism to counter that whole deficit, something's wrong with me narrative.
Like, funny you talk about the weekends. I'm a weekend worker, which means I'm at uni 4 to 5 days a week, and then I've got, you know, 2 to 3 days of work, which means that I literally have to take, you know, the free time that I have. And so I used to do, and I can do sometimes, depending on how fun and how much time I'm willing to put into it. And I would just get like a mindfulness app up. We have a lot of great resources on our website that I've used before as well. It's just like reading something. I like to read I do like reading. I found that was a bit of mindfulness, even just on my phone. Like, getting a book will put me to sleep because books. But you know, just like a quick, you know, just like a quick couple of paragraphs or just about something. I'm like, oh, that's interesting to read about. I do that because it's just, you know, taken away, just focusing on what I'm seeing in front of me.
I think apps can be a great way to incorporate it, especially when you're maybe like trying it out for the first time in some ways. Like if you want to just listen to something and have a go at a different mindfulness technique, like an app can be a really accessible way to try it. So you're not just like caught up in your own thoughts. You're listening to someone else kind of guide you through that process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there's not a one size fits all with mindfulness. Like, you know, we've given all these different examples and we all have a really different take on it. And that's the cool thing is that, you know, before today, I sort of hadn't connected the dots that I do practice mindfulness in a way. I thought, oh, you know, I didn't really love mindfulness. But it turns out I actually do it, but it's just in my own way in an activity that's a bit of an outlet for me. So, yeah, it's cool to think about all the different angles you can take to be more mindful just during the things that you normally do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think we encourage everyone to sort of take the time now to even reflect on like what you possibly do in your life that could be mindful and if there's other ways you can incorporate it in your life.
Because everyone has it, you know, that everyone has their own way. So it's very,
absolutely. We're all individual.
I know people like going on drives, people like, you know, riding bikes. Those things are activities, but, you know, some people like sitting at home watching TV. Some people like to just talk. Well, talking can be very mindful and just
You can be more present in your own life.
Exactly.
And writing as well. Journaling is a really good way to just reflect on what's going on, what you're feeling and what's happening around you. That sort of thing's a really good way to put it into words.
Well, now we're going to, I guess, transition into an example of a mindfulness activity that you're welcome to sit and listen to if you'd like to. We encourage you to sort of be in a space where you can engage in this activity for the next couple of minutes, whether that's at home, in bed, or if you can just find a quiet place out in the community. We're going to have the lovely Aiden read you through a body scan script, and you'll get sort of more of a picture about what that looks like in a moment.
Begin by making yourself comfortable. Sit in the chair and allow your back to be straight, but not stiff, with your feet on the ground. You could also do this by practicing standing, or if you prefer, you can lie down or have your head supported. Your hands could be resting gently in your lap or by your side. Allow your eyes to close or to remain open with a soft gaze. Take several long, slow, deep breaths, breathing in and exhaling slowly. Breathe in through your nose and out through your nose or mouth. Feel your stomach expand on an inhale and relax and let go as you exhale. If you are distracted by sounds in the room, simply notice them, but bring your focus back to your breathing. Now slowly bring your attention down to your feet. Begin observing sensations in your feet. You might want to wiggle your toes or just feel the weight of your toes pressing against the socks or shoes that you're wearing. Just notice without judgment. You might imagine sending your breath down to your feet as if the breathing is traveling through your nose to your lungs and through the abdomen all the way down to your feet and then back up again and out through your nose and your lungs. Perhaps you don't feel anything at all. That's fine too. Just allow yourself to feel the sensation of not doing anything. When you're ready, allow your feet to dissolve in your mind's eye and move your attention up to your ankles, your calves, your knees, and your thighs. Observe the sensations you're experiencing throughout your legs. Breathe into and breathe out of your legs. If your mind begins to wander during this exercise, just gently notice it without judgment and just slowly bring your mind back to noticing the sensations in your legs. If you're noticing any discomfort, any pain or stiffness, don't hold on to this. Just simply notice it. Observe how all the sensations rise and fall, shift and change moment to moment. Notice how no sensation is permanent. just observe and allow the sensations to be in the movement, just as they are. Breathe into and out from the legs. Then, on your next out breath, allow the legs to dissolve into your mind and move into the sensation of your lower back and your pelvis. Softening and releasing as you breathe in and out. Slowly move your attention up to your back. Become curious of the sensations here. You may become aware of the situation in your muscles, temperature, or points of contact with the furniture or your bed. With each out-breath, you may let go of the tension that you're carrying. And then very gently shift your focus to your stomach and your internal organs here. Perhaps you notice the feeling of your clothing, the process of digestion, and your belly rising and falling with each breath. If you notice options arising about these areas, gently let these go and return to noticing the sensations. As you continue to breathe, bring your awareness to the chest and the heart region and notice your heartbeat. Observe how the chest rises during inhale, now the chest falls during the exhale. Let go of any judgments that may arise. On the next out-breath, shift the focus to your hands and your fingertips. See if you can channel your breathing in and out of these areas, as if you're breathing in and out from your hands. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back to the sensations of your hand. And then, on the next out-breath, shift the focus and bring your awareness back into your arms. Observe the sensations, or lack of sensations, that may be occurring here. You might notice some difference between the left arm and the right arm. No need to judge this. As you breathe, you may feel tension rolling off your shoulders. On the next out-breath, shift your focus and direct your attention to the scalp, head, and face. Observe all the sensations occurring here. Notice the movement of the air as you breathe in and out of your nostrils or mouth. As you exhale, you might notice the softening of any tension you might be holding. And now, let your attention to expand out and include the entire body as a whole. Bring in your awareness from the top of your head all the way through down to the bottom of your toes. Feel the gentle rhythm of the breath as it moves through the body. As you come to the end of this practice, take a full deep breath, taking in all the energy of this practice. Exhale fully. And when you're ready, open your eyes and return your attention back to the present moment. As you become fully alert and aware, consider setting the intention that is this practice of building awareness will benefit everyone you come in contact with today. All right, guys, that does it for this episode of Mindfulness. Thanks for listening. If you have anything that got brought up this episode and you need any sort of support, there's plenty of resources online at headspace.org.au. There's also plenty of lifeline lines out there if you need to contact any. And yeah, thanks again. See you next time.